I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Actor Will Smith may have started his career as the Fresh Prince, but last weekend he was crowned box office king. Here with more is Newsweek national correspondent Allison Samuels. Happy holidays, girl.
Hi.
So Will Smith's apocalyptic action movie I Am Legend earned more in its opening weekend than King Kong or Lord of the Rings. What kind of dollars are we talking about?
$77 million the opening weekend.
Can I get some?
Yeah, I know. That's what we'd all like, to get a few of those dollars. But, I mean, you know, I don't think it was a surprise, because Will has been this huge. He's been sort of growing and growing. And I think even last year, a couple of magazines said he was the highest grossing actor in Hollywood, surpassing Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, and all those people. So this has been happening. And, you know, you look at the type of movies that he does, these action sort of thriller movies. People like that. You know, so I think, and he's a comedian. You know, people love, he is mainstream to the fullest extent.
Has he made a distinct business strategy to go about doing these kinds of roles?
I think so. I think he knows, I think it's what suits him best. You know, his comical style, his sort of sense of humor, his just whole demeanor is this sort of, you know, light, you know, easygoing sort of, but who can be serious when he needs to be, but also sort of easygoing, likable.
And make sure those biceps are good for the action sequences.
I love those scenes, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, when he's doing this, oh, it's like, okay, he's, you know, he's gorgeous. There's nothing you can say about that. But I think he really makes sure that he does roles that everyone can appreciate and everyone can come and everyone can sort of enjoy. So I think it's definitely a business strategy and a very smart one, because it's worked, you know, just very well for him. His business manager, James Lasseter, I think they've worked together for years and they know what fits him and what doesn't. I mean, he's been with him since the Fresh Prince, or even before, from Philly. So,
is there any backlash either, you know, in terms of the roles that he takes, or in terms of, you know, recently he's been hanging out a lot with Tom Cruise and his family. He donated money to a Scientology literacy campaign. Is there any kind of backlash among some African-Americans as to how he's seen in Hollywood?
I don't think it's happened yet, but I do think that the potential was there. And I think the next film he has, which is called Hancock, which is he plays a superhero, and his love interest in that movie is Charlize Theron. And I think that that's going to be very interesting to see how African-Americans sort of relate to that, how they handle that, because I think there's his interest in going so mainstream. At a certain point, I think, you know, people will question that. I think about Eddie Murphy. A lot of people forget he was the biggest star of the 80s. But it seemed very organic for Eddie. It seemed like it just happened. It didn't seem like it was something that he was intentionally trying to do, or that it was very important to him. He just happened to appeal to everybody. With Will, it does seem more like a business strategy. And I just think with the Charlize Theron thing, particularly when you look at the recent Essence, or last month's Essence, where you have three gorgeous black women who say they can't get jobs, and you have this guy, this major star, who has the ability to put them in a movie, and he's doing a movie with Charlize Theron, who can get a role in any movie with anybody. So I guess that is one of my major criticisms of him. I did an article when he was in Hitch, and I talked about, you know, Eva Menendez being his love interest. And I was like, why couldn't have that been Gabrielle Union? Why couldn't have that been, you know, Nia Long? Why couldn't have those girls had that role? And he called me after the article ran and said, oh, you know, I'm trying to do different things. And he made a movie called Seat Fillers with Kelly Rowland. God bless him, but that movie went straight to video, you know? And you're just sort of going, that's not the same as these girls getting a big role in a big movie, you know.
Can we take a quick tour around the dial? There's a lot going on with this writer strike in Hollywood, and one thing that's happening is you have a lot of reality TV. How much?
Much more than we need. And I think it's going to get, you know, even worse, because, I mean, even before the writer's strike, it was definitely, a cheaper way for TV to do business. So I think before the writer's strike, it was overboard. But now with the writer's strike, I think it gives them this sort of, you know, open invitation. It's like, what else can we do to just do shows about everything? I mean, I keep hearing about Snoop's show, which everybody seems to love, which is fascinating to me. And I think as long as you have those kind of shows where people are tuning in like that, it gives them even more reason to sort of do more and more. So I think next year, if this writer strike doesn't sort of get dealt with in the next couple of weeks, yeah, we're going to just be bombarded.
Patti LaBelle, Clash of the Choirs.
Right, yes. That, I love Patti. You know, and she's done a lot of stuff. That one is interesting. I have to say, I've only seen it once, and I was like, okay, all right. But I think there is some talk of Jada Pinkett Smith, Will's wife, doing a reality show about her family. They're in talks. It hasn't been confirmed yet, according to her people. But that'll be very interesting to sort of see if that happens, just sort of the life of she and the kids. And I just think that'll be very interesting. I don't know. I don't know how people will take that. Because sometimes I think there needs to be mystery, and people like you more when there's more mystery.
Real tight.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of The Great Debaters? We're about to hear from Denzel.
I love The Great Debaters. I thought it was an amazing film. He directed it. I thought he did an amazing job directing it. And, you know, everybody was great. The young guys in there, all the young characters, I thought were amazing. It was a really uplifting family film.
You think it'll open big for Christmas?
That's a tough one. I hope so. But, I mean, it's Denzel and Oprah, so you have to believe that, you know, but it is a primarily African-American film, and those, and it's a period piece. So I think those are the kind of things where you just have to hope the star power of Denzel will bring people out.
Well, Allison, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is national correspondent for Newsweek. She joined me in our NPR West studios.